Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get a grip. But plenty of news surrounding a Brown stadium and a dome in Brook Park coming about today. And for that, we go to the most trusted man around the city if you want information on it. That's our very own Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, Daryl Reiter, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's going on?
Not much. Quiet day. I heard the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau today, so he got J.B. Bickerstaffed.
That was great.
That's what we're going to talk about, right?
Yeah, something along those lines. It was great just scrolling through your X account today, just stadium news after stadium news, and then it's like, oh, wow, and Tom Thibodeau is fired today. Like, that happened.
I've been a little busy today. Happened to notice that about 4 hours after it actually went down.
Yeah, it's like, oh, the rest of the sports world's already digested this, taking this in, and Daryl's just blindsided by the news.
Like, oh, okay. You got J.B. Bickerstaffed. All right. Then I saw one of the sports books put, like, Kenny Atkinson, like, with the second best odds to be the Knicks coach. Clearly, they forgot he's employed by the Cavs.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Bovada was the one who put out that out there.
Is
I was
that
like,
who it was?
Yeah, I was so confused by the idea.
You were confused. Yeah. I was confused.
No, in no way, shape, or form would the Cavs be like, yeah, no. We're not looking to keep Kenny. And you know what? Just send him over to the East. Send him to New York. What could go wrong? After leading the East and yeah, that doesn't make
sense.
Are
we getting like Carl Anthony Towns in return or something? Like, you know, I'm just wondering how that was going
to
work.
It'd be quite a deal. It'd be quite a deal to be moving along. Maybe the first time ever. But obviously, Daryl, big news around a potential dome in Brook Park coming about today, where we have more progression within the state government with a proposed budget that includes the new stadium basically being included for the Browns.
Yeah.
Just how close are we now to basically saying this is for sure 100% happening and there's not going to be an opposition to it?
Based on folks that I talked to today, the Browns are about 75% home. Right now, you have three different plans that have been proposed. The governor, in his initial budget, with the doubling of the gambling companies tax or the tax on the gambling companies, with that extra money going into a fund to be used statewide for construction projects with stadiums. Then you had the Ohio House, who passed a bond, $600 million in bonds for the dome, which, by the way, that would impact the ability to use the general fund because that's the state credit, okay? That's been X'd out by the Senate now. They came up with a different plan to actually use unclaimed funds. This is cash that the state has on hand, sitting, collecting dust that folks haven't claimed. And by the way, I do recommend going on the state website. I found $50 today. I just for grins, I put in my name, and I just got the email. I got approved. I'm getting like $50 back. Apparently, I had two accounts that, like, I guess owed me a couple dollars. So I'm getting $50. So I'll be honest with you. If you know, it would not be the worst idea for folks to check out that website. It's worth 5 minutes of your time to do, but it's, you know, $4.8 billion are in the fund right now. They're not tapping all that. What they came up with $1.7 billion because that is money that's more than 10 years old, that's been sitting for more than 10 years and untouched. And even before that, it had been in various accounts before it got forwarded over to the state or surrendered to the state. So this money's been laying around for a very, very long time. And so what they're saying is we can just pay cash there and then put the Browns on a pretty strict 16-year repayment plan as far as tax revenue. And, you know, for the opposition, and it's legitimate opposition when you say, hey, I don't know if the Browns math. They're claiming that they can generate all this tax revenue with the new enclosed stadium and the complex, but the math doesn't math. Well, what the state of Ohio now is saying in this budget proposal is that over 16 years, the Browns are going to be on a scale with tax revenue. They're going to have to put $50 million in an escrow account. And if their tax revenue projections are short, well, state gets to dip into that escrow account. And then if that $50 million ends up getting exhausted before the 16 years are up, guess what? The Browns have to put in another $50 million into the escrow account. And we rinse and repeat that process here. So, the Browns are basically giving the state a $100 million insurance policy on the tax revenues being what they have been claiming they ultimately will be from the events that they feel like they're going to be attracting to this facility. So it is a very interesting construct. I got a lot of people on X coming at me about school funding and angry about that. And I'm trying to explain to people this has nothing to do with school funding. The governor and now the Senate are trying to keep this project independent of the general fund. If you're angry about school funding, reach out to your state representative. Angry tweeting at me is not going to do anything for you. I'm not a representative. There's nothing I can do for you. Look, school funding is a very important thing. So if you're upset about that, reach out to your state reps if you're unsatisfied with how that is going. But this is a very interesting construct. We now have three different plans proposed, and we'll see how this proceeds over the next couple of weeks as it goes through the reconciliation process.
Daryl, obviously you wrote about it, 923thefan.com. Anybody can check out the article as well. But I the unclaimed fund was something that I know I had never heard of, and I'm sure a lot of other people had basically never heard of before, too. So,
hey, you know what? Give the Brad. Look, this is going to call some attention to this now, right? I mean, you've got billions of dollars that are sitting there, almost $5 billion that has been sitting there for years and years and years and years, and it's doing nothing. And so they're going to, you know, they're going to borrow from this fund and, pay it back over time, but use that not only for the Browns, but for the Bengals and the Reds and these other teams that need some assistance with these projects.
Is it fair to basically throw out the fact that, you know, if the average citizen is laying around and being like, where is this money coming from, that it's not really affecting them on a day-to-day basis or even a year-to-year basis with where it's coming from?
No, folks should pay attention to this, 100%. This $600 million is nothing to sneeze at here. But I think what the Senate did was is they found a way where they don't have to touch the state credit rating with bonds. They don't have to affect the general fund with bonds. I made the joke, the Cleveland Guardians get $2 million more dollars per year from the state general fund than the Cleveland Cavaliers and Cleveland Browns do combined. Browns and Cavs get $0. But part of the Progressive Field renovation project was, well, the state kicked in $30 million over 15 years to help fund, you know, that project. So, this is a construct that they came up with that doesn't affect those material services that ordinary folks, rightfully so, are and should be fighting for. It's a creative way to do it without having to impact any of those things. But I encourage folks, I found $50 today. go on the state website, the unclaimed funds for the state of Ohio. Just Google Ohio unclaimed funds, and the link will come up. Click on the link, and there's a couple of things you fill out and whatnot, and you. It took me less than a minute to do everything. So you know, I think there's a positive here. You know, hopefully some folks that are owed money, rightfully owed money, whether it's from bank accounts or whatever, you can get your money back by you know, hopping on this website and seeing if you're owed anything.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, with us here courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, Cuyahoga County Executive Chris Ronayne also speaking out today, and one of the points...
Yeah, he's angry.
Yeah, that's, I think, a fair takeaway from what we heard. But one of the things that he highlighted was the syntax and the way that it impacts the Browns. I know that was a talking point even earlier on before this. It's sort of what was the battle back and forth there? Where do the Browns stand right now with it? And what does the outlook look like in the future?
So here's the thing. The syntax was originally approved in the early 1990s to fund the Gateway Project, what is now Progressive Field and Rocket Arena. Okay.
Right.
And then it, when the whole Browns fiasco was going on in 1995, it was right at the day. I remember it like it was yesterday. The day after Art Modell stood at a podium in Baltimore and said, and the governor of Maryland held up the piece of paper and said, "We have a signed contract. The Browns are coming to Baltimore." And Art waddled up there and said, "I had no other choice." The very next day was the election. To have the syntax approved to either go toward a renovation of Cleveland Municipal Stadium or help fund a new stadium. And it was approved by like a landslide. So the Browns have been participating in the syntax since it was approved in 95. In 2014, a syntax extension went on the ballot to, again, help with the Browns, the Guardians, and the Cavaliers. And that was approved. So the voters have approved participation for the Cleveland Browns twice, 1995, 2014. Well, is political retribution towards the Browns for the Brook Park project and leaving downtown Cleveland? Chris Ronayne said, "We're kicking the Browns off the syntax. They get no syntax money now. It's just going to go straight for Gateway because Gateway really needs it," which they do. City of Cleveland, $20 million check. Cuyahoga County, $20 million check. Gateway needed $40 million this year, okay? So Gateway does need the money. And what the state said today was, they called it a permissive, I believe is the legalese in the bill. It's a permissive for Cuyahoga County to put the syntax back on the ballot because it's an increase. The Ronayne and the county would like to increase, to keep up with inflation, the syntax to grow those revenues because the revenues are no longer keeping up with inflation, no longer keeping up with construction costs. But again, they wanted to, Ronayne wanted the Browns out of it. And what the state said today is, it doesn't matter where the teams play in the county, all three get to participate in the syntax, and that is ultimately what set Chris Ronayne off today because he wanted the Browns as a penalty for leaving downtown Cleveland. He did not want the Browns to be able to participate in the syntax going forward.
Yeah, one of the other things I took away from it too, Daryl, was sort of the highlight on how quickly everything transpired. And I know that on X, you very much so were against that fact that this was something that came about quickly in the entire move to Brook Park.
Well, it's been a seven-year stadium process, okay? Now, in the last 2 years, has it accelerated? Yeah, because now it's time to fund the thing. It's time to get shovels in the ground. The lease is up in February 1st, 2029. Browns fulfill their lease. They can move. You know, yeah, the Browns have been lobbying for state funding for a year now, okay? Ronayne and other politicians have been lobbying against the Browns getting state funding for a year now. So this is not something that it's not been as hastily done as, you know, it's being made out to be. This has been a 7-year process. If anything, this is the culmination of a 7-year process to solve the Browns' future stadium problem, in my view.
Daryl Ryder with us, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter. Daryl, plenty on the stadium, and I know you have more, and everyone can check it out on 92.3thefan.com and go through, read Daryl's article about everything that happened today. But there is still a team that is participating this year, as much as we might not want it to happen. But
yes, they're obligated to field the team. Unfortunately, the Leafs did never did really specify the quality of the team they're required to field. I'm joking, but somewhat not.
Yeah, I was going to say there might be some truth to that. Might have been nice if they did. But on a very basic general stance, Daryl, going from media OTAs of the when we were there last week on Wednesday to where we're going to be tomorrow, viewing them a week later, what are some of the changes in the progressions that you're looking for individually?
Not much, because I have a feeling we're going to see much of the same stuff. You know, does Shedeur get reps in 11-on-11 in front of us with the starters? We'll see. You know, do they continue to split them up for drills the way they did last week, where it was Shedeur and Dylan Gabriel on one field, and then you had Flacco and Pickett on another field, right? And they're running the same drills at the same time. Okay, you know, does that continue? I'll be honest with you, there's not much to watch with offensive and defensive linemen right now. There, no contact, they're not banging pads, okay? Everyone looks great working against bags, right? So it's really hard to do any legitimate evaluations of that unit. Maybe the secondary a little bit, because there is a little defense played out there. So you can learn a little something there. But look, I mean, this time of year, it's great for working on the passing game. Okay, yeah, this is the time of year where the running backs look like they're all headed to Canton, Ohio. Right? Again, no contact. They're running through bags. They're doing the drills right with Deuce Staley and all that. You know, they're running through holes, and then once they get through the hole, they just keep running through the end zone because they got to finish the rep or whatever. But yeah. You can't really tell. Did they gain 1 yard, 2 yards, drop for a loss there? Or, you know what I mean? Did they really break free? So this is not a time to draw a tremendous amount of conclusions right now, whether it's about the quarterback race or a lot of other areas around this team.
The Shedeur and 11-on-11 things was interesting because that was something that Kevin Stefanski highlighted at the Browns golf outing. It's something that we are probably going to see, is that he would actually be getting 11-on-11 work. Does that tell you anything about the quarterback competition and where they stand compared to him not doing it last week?
Other than he's getting a fair shake? I'm not being a smart aleck Jake, but like, yeah, I mean, it is a four-man race, so at some point, I would expect to see Shedeur Sanders getting reps with the first-team offense, just as if I would also expect that Dylan Gabriel is going to get some reps with the first-team offense. I'm trying to hold myself back from drawing conclusions. Kevin Stefanski keeps telling us, don't draw conclusions from anything, right? And I'm telling people, don't draw conclusions. At the same time, I'm also telling myself that. Because, of course, guess what I'm paying attention to tomorrow? Who's getting the reps? When are they getting the reps? Who are they getting the reps with, right? I'm going to be watching all that stuff. Are the passes on time? Are they on target? Are they supposed to be, right? All that stuff going to be paying attention to, right? But at the same time, Daryl, don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Draw any conclusions. That is what I'm going to say to myself as I'm watching practice tomorrow.
We'll be having the exact same conversation to ourselves, Daryl. I'll be watching on X as it comes out.
And next week when I'm on with you, you will ask me, hey, Daryl, what conclusions were you able to draw from watching
it? that's probably about it. I can almost guarantee you that question will be almost verbatim in our interview next week, Daryl.
I will be prepared to give you the same answer I just gave you now.
I'm glad that we have one question basically knocked out for next week. I'm happy. Daryl, as always, I appreciate you setting aside the time. Again, if anybody wants to check out your piece, 923thefan.com on everything happening at the stadium today. Good stuff as always. Appreciate you, Daryl.
You bet, Jake.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Browns beat reporter, Cleveland sports beat reporter with us there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers. We'll react to what Daryl had to say as well. Shador and 11 on 11s. I'm not saying I'm drawing conclusions, but it's happening. Let me tell you, the more and more we talk to Daryl, the more and more it continues to feel like, hey, this thing's just pretty close to a done deal, right? Like, it just feels like it's happening right now. I mean, there's a lot going into it. I think the main thing to sort of take away, and what we highlighted a lot during the beginning of the interview and for a good duration of it, was the sort of unclaimed fund that is sitting right now for the state of Ohio in a way that, all right, well, there were a lot of questions on where this funding was going to come from, right? And where the Browns were actually going to be able to produce $600 million from the state's budget in a way that wasn't going to affect a lot of the people sitting right now, you know, listening to this, not involved in the Browns at all, and not having to pay back that money. And I'm not saying the, you know, unclaimed fund doesn't affect you at all. Obviously, there's something there. Daryl highly encourages you, as I believe he does once more on X here as well. For the Ohio government website, you can check out his tweet there as well. I'll go through and you can check it out at Volnick Jake as well. I'll repost that. And like, maybe there's some money laying around for you right now. And maybe you can help maybe decrease the amount of money sitting in that fund right now by a very small amount, I'm sure, compared to the grand scheme of the near $5 billion that are sitting there. But it's money that's essentially just a line flat and nothing is being done to it. It's like, all right, well, some of the money's going to be pushed from that fund. Like $1.7 billion of it we can take out of there, and they're going to have to pay it back. The money that's going to be used, the $600 million from that, they're going to be paying back that money through the tax projections that the Browns put out. It's like, it's just on a one-to-one basis, if that's what passes, if that's what goes through, it's, I mean, essentially, I'm not saying it again, it doesn't affect you at all, but a lot less than some of the other proposed ways would have. And it just feels more and more, the further and further we get into this situation, the less and less of an idea to stop the Browns from making the move is actually able to be there. Daryl laid out by talking to the people he did today about 75% of the way done of getting this move through. Let me tell you, when you're three quarters of the way down a hill, it doesn't exactly feel like there's a roadblock sitting there that's going to stall you out that badly. as it has felt before and as it continues to feel right now, it feels like that's something that's just going to happen. And I don't see a ton of the argument against it with the more and more things happening. Like, I get there is an argument against it, yes, but it feels like they're negating that fact more and more with every move that is made as it climbs its way through the legislation. And I just thought it's interesting. Again, Odyssey Rewind feature, Daryl joined us starting at 8 o'clock there. Coming up shortly as well, you'll be able to find it over on 92.3thefan.com where you can check out Daryl's article on everything that went down today. Plenty of good stuff there. Definitely worth a read. Encourage you guys to go through and check that out. But obviously, as we talk about the Browns in full motion, getting ready for a 2025 season, everybody's interested in the quarterback competition. What's it going to look like? And, well, one of the main takeaways and one of the talking points that we had following day one of medias at the OTAs was, should Orton take any 11-on-11 reps? All the other quarterbacks did. It wasn't Shador. Kevin Stefanski asked about that earlier on this week at the Browns golf outing and had a very clear response.
I would say there's a lot of work that gets done when you guys aren't out there, believe it or not. In a meeting or in a walkthrough, just our guys are getting exposed to a lot. I know in our day and age, one clip or one day or one practice can be all that gets out there to the public. I would tell you the guys are working extremely hard. They're doing everything that we're asked of them, and we're very excited about all of our guys. I know a lot of attention goes to that quarterback room. I get it. That's the most important position in football, but I'm really proud of all the guys for how hard they're working really throughout this offseason.
And Stefanski, I mean, in a roundabout way, going through and Ed alluded to it several times throughout the day, good chance Shador just gets the 11-on-11 work. Like, there's a lot happening behind the scenes, and things are going to change on different days. Like, maybe Shador didn't get it last time. Guess what? Maybe on Wednesday when you see it, Dylan Gabriel doesn't get it. And that's how they're splitting up the reps. Or maybe all the quarterbacks end up getting it, and it just fits into their plan. Kevin will continue to encourage you. Don't draw conclusions about the quarterback room right now. We're just trying to get people reps. That's essentially what's happening. It's a lot of the early stage stuff here. We're going to continue to draw conclusions about it naturally as we do. But I think this is a big part. And the one thing that you can actually draw, I think, a fair conclusion from this is that it is, in a way, a fair four-man competition. It's not to say that Shador is not number four. It's not to say that we can tell any of what the rankings are right now heading into another day of being able to watch OTAs. But I think when you watch all of the quarterbacks take 11-on-11 reps, and everybody gets a fair shake and a fair opportunity, it does sort of tell you that as much as last week it might have looked like, hey, this thing might not actually be a four-quarterback race, and they're just telling you that it is, or it might be Shador Sanders being hidden from the media and hoping to take some pressure off them. If you're going to go through the very next week and run Shador in the 11-on-11s, either you very quickly got called on your stuff and you were, you're like, oh, you definitely don't want anybody catching on to the fact that we're hiding Shador. Or the much more likely scenario that you just happened to watch a day where Shador wasn't in the 11-on-11s. And there's going to be a lot more of these days where he is getting a fair shake and everybody is getting a fair shake. Because the Browns do feel right now that they're running a four-man competition, and that Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders could truthfully go out and win that job. A long road, a far path of actually getting there, and when you put them up against two veterans who are very capable, yeah, it's much more likely that the two rookies lose out, at least to start the year. But they're going to be given the opportunity. They're going to be given the team reps. And I think that's the big watch is, all right, well, they say they're getting 11-on-11 reps. Let's hold the Browns sort of to that. Does Shador actually get that work? And if he does, I think that's the one conclusion you can draw away, is that this thing is going to be all of the quarterbacks at least trying to prove that they have a chance and getting a fair shake at doing so. And I think that's important for what we're looking at this year, right? And actually evaluating what the Browns' sort of path and motive is this season, and which what should probably be trying to find out your answer at quarterback. I think that this sort of proves the idea that it could actually be happening, and you could be seeing rookies getting into the mix. If either rookie gets shut out in a way that it felt like Shador was sort of on the first day there, well, okay. Hey, that's sort of telling me that this seems at least to start the year not looking to turn to one of those rookie quarterbacks. And if they're not starting the year and very early on not looking to do that, I mean, it's sort of a tough ask, right? It's sort of a difficult thing to believe that that rookie really has a chance to go through and make real change here and to have a chance to prove himself as a starting quarterback at any point this season. So I don't think I really would want to see either of those things happen. I think you want to see a rookie quarterback actually have the opportunity to do it. And that's where we sort of get into all of this. And that's where we really start to see where the Browns are headed. The rookie quarterback should be getting a chance. And it appears if it plays out the way that Kevin lays it out to play, they're actually going to do so. Give Shador the chances. Give Dylan Gabriel the chances. I'd much rather you write off one of the veteran quarterbacks this year and try to find what you actually have rather than, one of these guys, we'll see what happens. Maybe not give them the absolute fair chance to get it, but it 100% should be. It's all about the rookie quarterbacks this year. It's all about, Kenny Pickett lumped into that, not a rookie, but it's about the quarterbacks who have a real chance this year and getting a shot. So I think the proper way to run this thing down would be give those guys a fair shot. And I like to see that that's what it's going to be hopefully tomorrow. 216-474-0092. Does seeing Shador in 11-on-11s tomorrow convince you that it is a true four-man competition, or are you not drawing any conclusions? Again, 216-474-0092. Coming your way in 5 minutes as well, the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau. I'm just saying, clearly there's something that you can look at there and say, well, maybe there was a little.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Truth to it. That's coming up here at 8:40 on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Coming your guys' way in about 17 minutes, we'll get to Get a Grip, as we always do at 9 o'clock here on Overtime with Jake Volnick. But first, news dropping in the world of the NBA. Of course, the Pacers take down the Knicks 4-2 in the Eastern Conference Finals. And just a couple days later, the New York Knicks firing head coach Tom Thibodeau. As Daryl very kindly put it at 8 o'clock, you got Jamie Bickerstaffed, right? Team continues to climb, make progressions, and continue to move forward. And it's like, oh, you made the Eastern Conference Finals and then fell to the Pacers. And by the way, you're fired. We're going to go in a different direction. And honestly, it wasn't something that I think catches a lot of the NBA by surprise. I mean, look around and we can look up and down and go, okay, well, the way that Thibs runs a team is very contrary to the current way that it's done across a lot of teams in the NBA, right? A lot of teams have gone to a more central and honestly, not quite to the extreme that the Cavs did, but more focused on, all right, let's keep the stars off the court more often. Let's make sure they're available to us when they go in the playoffs. And while the Knicks were nearly entirely healthy throughout the duration of the playoffs, it was definitely created a little bit of stir in the locker room. I mean, we don't have to go back very far to recall the accounts of Mikal Bridges being like, I had a conversation with Tom Thibodeau on playing us less and going deeper into our bench here in the regular season and making sure we're not taking on such a heavy load. And then Tibbs is like, yeah, it didn't happen. Yeah, I didn't talk to him. That's not a conversation. And there was a clear disconnect, I think, between him and at least some of the players that he's coached. Right? Like, Mikal Bridges is definitely one that's like, I feel like I'm out there far too much. And not that Mikal Bridges lived up to a ton of the hype or the price that they paid for him. I mean, I think that has to be a shared sentiment across at least multiple players in your locker room. Is that, wow, like, we're kind of getting burned out here in the regular season. We're playing a ton. Like, I don't know that the Knicks came into this season with the idea that it was finals or bust. I think there's a slight disappointment there when you go and you take down the Boston Celtics and you're riding high and thinking that you're going to coast your way then after that to an NBA Finals, or at least, you know, be able to battle your way to an NBA Finals because you're playing what was for the entirety of the season a lesser team in the Indiana Pacers. But I also think it was very clear. Like, the Cavs suffered a fate of getting upset by the Pacers. Yes, injured, but we learned in that series very quickly, the Pacers are no pushover. It's not an easy team to go through and sort of take down. And I think the Knicks learned that too. But it was just a constant cycle. It's like, okay, I handed you Karl Anthony Towns. I handed you Mikal Bridges. And we still got nothing. Like, at the end of the day, that's not the result we wanted, especially after taking down the Celtics. I think you tell any Knicks fan right now, Eastern Conference Finals, you make it there. And you tell them that at the beginning of the year, probably, I mean, relatively happy with that result. Again, everybody wants to make and win a finals. But if that's your result after last year, that's improvement. That's an upgrade. But that's why I think so much of this sort of plays out into a lot of the things that go down in a company, Tibbs. Like, at the end of the day, I think that you're looking at a team that saw success and saw improved success, and still they told you that's not the way we're going to run things. It's a team that, without a doubt, had showed more physicality than the Cavs did all year long, and that still wasn't enough. I mean, I don't think that watching the Pacers take down the Knicks and watching the Pacers make an NBA Finals makes anybody feel any better about losing to Indiana. But it is going to show that that's a good team. It is going to show that there's something there, but it can't all just rely sort of back on the shoulders of Tom Thibodeau, and that's sort of the end of it. It's the bottom line of it. I think that you're looking at a coach who very much so didn't coach the way that probably the rest of the NBA liked, probably didn't coach the way that even the owners liked. And it was much more of a train wreck than it appeared to be on the outside. And given the success, I think very similarly to where the Cavs were at, where people could look around and be like, how are you firing a coach in J.B. Bickerstaff that has continued to get this team further and further year after year? Meanwhile, we can sit in Cleveland and go, oh, that decision wasn't very hard, actually. It actually was very easy for us because we watched J.B. Bickerstaff coach and we watched this team have a lot of imperfections, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And I think you can look at a Tibbs team and go, well, that team didn't have a ton of depth. And when it came down to it, their star players didn't outperform the what's not supposed to be star players of the Indiana Pacers. Instead, the depth won. And Tibbs consistently running out and sticking to the same sort of project, sticking to the same idea and ideology between running a team, it didn't exactly live up to it. I thought it was very interesting, and Daryl brought it up, and I know that Michael brought it up to me earlier on in the show. Bovada coming out with their top sort of replacements for Tom Thibodeau. And at second on that list ended up being Kenny Atkinson. Like, that just, in no way, shape, or form, if you're reading that, does that make any sort of sense? The Cavs took a massive leap up this year, and while it didn't result in this team going through and actually, you know, making a drastic improvement in the playoffs, and I think we're all left a little bit sort of disappointed, I think is a fair way to look at it. I just don't think there's obviously any world where the Cavs would be moving off of Kenny Atkinson, or Kenny Atkinson would be bailing on Cleveland to go coach a team in New York. That's not going to happen. Now, I think a lot of the names attached to it were very interesting, and that a lot of them got left out from this list, because Johnny Bryant, who's also currently with the Cavs with the strong ties to Donovan Mitchell, lands at number one at plus 240. Kenny Atkinson, the near, very close secondhand man there at plus 400. And then you take a massive drop down at like almost plus 1,000 to guys like Mike Budenholzer, Patrick Ewing, Sam Cassell, and then a lot of coaches who are no longer coaching teams right now. Frank Vogel, Chris Quinn, Jay Wright. I have no idea where that's coming from. Mark Jackson and Mike D'Antoni all at over plus 1,000. James Brega also on that list. But I thought it was interesting as they put out the odds. Like, is Mike Malone not creeping to anybody's sort of radar there? He definitely does. I've seen several articles and several tweets about it today being like, guy who can similarly run a team but maybe is taking a different approach, Michael Malone would make a lot of sense for the New York Knicks. I just don't know what the plan of attack there is. Right? You fire a coach, and maybe similarly to the way that people thought about the Cavs, and clearly there was a change that happened, but there isn't really a slam dunk hire sitting in front of you that I look at and go, Tibbs was the problem, here's a clear upgrade, congratulations. I don't know that I see that happening. I think Johnny Bryant makes a ton of sense, and if he's sitting and coaching under Kenny Atkinson right now, there's probably good reason as to why that is. And Kenny picked a lot of people for the staff that are highly touted right now and highly desirable to a lot of these other teams. You look at another assistant coach in Jordan Ott, who's looked at right now for the Phoenix Suns job, and he's the front runner there. Johnny Bryant right now, the front runner for New York, and Bryant's name also coming up in that Suns conversation. I don't know what the upgrade is for New York. Where are you going? You get rid of Tibbs. Where are you trying to direct this? Where are you trying to find success outside of him that feels like it's such a clear upgrade to go and do it that another coach is going to do something that yours didn't? I would love to tell you that Tibbs was completely the problem in the way that he coached this team, but even looking into the guys who didn't play for the Knicks this year, it's a short list of names that I think anybody would be excited to get out onto the court. If you're looking for 10, 11 guys deep, that's not where this Knicks team is built. It is incredibly top-heavy. Even some of the guys that were getting run off the bench were guys that you looked at and you're like, maybe. Like Miles McBride, I like him. I don't know that the NBA necessarily loves him as, you know, your seventh guy off the bench, eighth guy off the bench, whatever it may be. I just think it is very eerily similar to where the Cavs were last year. And that, sure, JB was doing a fine job from the outside. You were making linear progression. And maybe this is the way it is in New York, but from everything I've heard today, from the New York media, they are not very happy with this move. And they didn't think it was a great firing, the way that I think a lot of Cavs fans looked at JB Bickerstaff being gone and were like, no, that was probably a pretty solid move. Like, we kind of agreed with that one. I don't know that the Knicks fans feel the same way. And maybe that's New York media. Maybe that's something different. But I don't see it. Bone, were you surprised to see Tom Thibodeau be fired today?
You know what? I think in this modern NBA, it's just such a short leash on these coaches. Like, you almost need perfection out of them after it's been an extended period and you don't come home like close enough to a championship. So I don't want to say I'm shocked by it, because it didn't feel to me like Tibbs was actually going to get you over the top. And especially in New York, which is such a harsh market where you want results right now, like, that's not enough. You've plateaued with him. It's not going to get any better. And so that's where the issues just become even larger and larger in their eyes. So I don't think it shocks me. Just I don't think Tibbs was the guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a completely fair point. It's so odd, because I agree with you. I don't know that Tibbs is going to get you over the hump, because you handed him Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges, and it still didn't get any better. And it's not like there's a ton of moves to be made right now for the Knicks to really make any improvement. Like, they're already paying out a ton of money. The moves that you're going to make are not like bring in an entire new player that's going to be helpful. It's going to be like swapping out pieces. It probably feels a lot that way, that I handed you a lot of the tools to be successful, and you made improvements, but if you're not winning with this team, clearly something has to change. And with the contracts down right now, it's not going to be so much of the roster.
I would agree with you, though. Like, fixing the roster would probably have been the move if you could have. Like, firing Tibbs, if you can't do anything with that roster, it kind of feels like you're stuck in purgatory if you're the Knicks.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it, and trying to bring in a new mind, a new line of thinking to hopefully get this team over the hump. Again, that's a very top-heavy team in an NBA that feels like it's transitioning away very strongly from top-heavy teams. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know. I'd be dying to take over that team. You know, maybe, hey, Johnny Bryant, maybe stick along. Maybe don't go over there. Maybe that won't be the best for you. He would go in a heartbeat, though. 100%. He'd be gone. Kenny Atkinson, though, at plus 400. If you want to bet anything else in that market, you're going to be doing very well for yourself, because that's not going to be the one that hits. All right, Get a Grip coming your guys' way here in 5 minutes, as we always do, at 9 o'clock on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.